Actilino, I should say, A-C-T-I-L-I-N-O, will be introduced at CSUN. Braille display with ATC technology. And just to explain, ATC stands for Active Tactile Control. And this is a Braille technology that actually senses the location of your fingers on the Braille display. This has a different twist. It'll actually route your audio through the stereo speakers on the Actilino. We kept getting approached by people who heard me playing the melodica and decided that they wanted one there, and they're walking away and you can just hear the wheels turning in their heads like, you know, when I came to the convention, I didn't know I would walk away with a musical instrument. That's awesome.
Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson. Today, I'm just outside of Minneapolis in Columbia Heights, Minnesota, talking to Earl Harrison. He's the owner of Triumph Technology, and you can find that at attriumph.com. Earl's been kind enough to take time out of his schedule as his whole entire team over here at Triumph Technology preparing to go to CSUN down to San Diego for the big show. So, Earl, thanks for coming on board, and how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Once again, thanks for taking the time to do this interview. And can you tell our listeners what your company does? What is Triumph Technology?
Well, Triumph Technology has been around for about 12 years now. We are a small assistive technology company. We kind of cut our teeth in the industry and made a name for ourselves on a national level back in around 2005 when we started configuring off-the-shelf mainstream technology to be used with a screen reader that a lot of your listeners might remember called MobileSpeak and the Mobile Magnifier. So we were among the first in the country to bundle PDAs, cell phones, and things like that with keyboards and screen reading technology and to give people a fully functional mobile computing system.
2005 and technology, that changes quickly. So where's that bring you today?
Today, I as most people know, that little companies like Google and Apple have kind of jumped on the accessibility bandwagon. Apple has a wonderful universal accessibility policy, which carries over to every device that they sell now. So I now carry around in my pocket a device manufactured by a company that just about put us out of business.
Ironic, huh?
It is. But I love the idea that people can walk into a Best Buy or an Apple store or Target and walk out of the store with a device that, when they get it home, can be completely accessible to them. With that said, over the years, over the 12 years almost that we've been in business, we've had several, shall we say, periods of reinvention. We saw the writing was on the wall for the mobile accessibility market with Apple iOS and the Macintosh platform. We did a lot of adjustments, and we've decided, well, okay, so what is Apple probably not going to get involved with that we can still do? Well, my wife, Kelly, has been working with us as a trainer. She's the director of training, in fact. She's in the session. You probably hear in the background a little bit in the other room. So she's running what I would consider to be a thriving training program. We do training not just here for State Services for the Blind, but we also work very closely with the ICANN Connects project, which is the FCC-funded project for people who are deafblind. It's the deafblind equipment distribution program funded by the FCC. So she does a lot of that. We've kind of jumped on the low vision bandwagon, and we have a low vision specialist by the name of Stacy, and we represent several products from Enhanced Vision, HIMSS, and HumanWare along those lines. And you've got me as the blindness specialist, and we have the master distribution rights for a company called Handytech out of Germany, who we will be joining at CSUN next week. If any of you are going to be out there at CSUN next week, we'll be at booth 515 showing the new Actilino, which is a cross between what some people might remember as the Braille Eno and the Active Braille. So it's going to be a 16-cell Braille display with active tactile control. We'll kind of circle around and revisit that. In addition to being the master distributor for Handytech, we also represent several companies on a regional level where blindness is concerned. HIMSS, HumanWare, and just recently we'll be taking on the OrCam product as well.
So how do people get a hold of Triumph Technology?
We advertise on the radio, and we decided with our radio advertisement it was best that people just go to the website, because when you go to the website, boom, right there at the top of the page is all of our contact information. And that website is attriumph.com. Of course, the AT stands for Assistive Technology, and Triumph is TRIUMPH.com. So we've got attriumph.com is the website. And I can leave my phone number here as well. That's 651-636-5184.
Bro, you mentioned a new refreshable Braille note taker, the Actilino. Not 14 cells. We're talking 16 cells.
That's right. You get two extra cells free. Absolutely free. We are really excited about this product that we haven't even seen yet. Ziggy Kipke is the owner of Handy Tech in Germany, and this has been a project that has been underway for a long time. First of all, the first active tactile control device, and I'll explain what active tactile control is, or ATC, is in a minute. That first product came out in a modular evolution in a 64 and an 88 cell version. So they're desktop Braille displays, and just like the creme de la creme of Braille displays. I mean, beautiful mechanical keyboards and wonderful ergonomic cells. It's just everything about this thing screams luxury, as well as the price. But people bought them because got a lot of people working in customer service, a lot of people working as computer programmers and things like that that could make a justification for those. A couple of years later, we came up with Ziggy and Company came up with the Active Braille, which was the first portable Braille display with ATC. Technology. And just to explain, ATC again stands for active tactile control, and this is a Braille technology that actually senses the location of your fingers on the Braille display. And with that information, the information that you can gather, that the computer can gather from the Braille display, we can collect data, very specific, measurable, quantitative data with respect to very specific reading behaviors. How many words a minute is a person reading? How many characters? How many words did they not even bother to read, because you can tell that they didn't even touch the display at that point. And a lot of information that's just, it's a statistician's dream come true. So that's wonderful for Braille instruction, but from a practical, more pragmatic perspective, like for somebody who's a proficient Braille reader, the thing that I love about it is I can read a book from beginning to end without ever having to press a button, because it doesn't matter if the Braille line is 5 characters long or 40 characters long, it automatically advances when you reach the end of the text. It just automatically goes on to the next text. Some people say, well, why do I need that? And I can give you some examples of people who have purchased this product, and one Braille proofreader says that you'll have to pry this thing out of my cold, dead hands because I ain't giving it up. Loves it. And this is also somebody who is out of work on a repetitive stress injury related disability, who returned to work with an active Braille and has not been off of work again in the last couple of years that she's had this particular product, because she doesn't have to push buttons thousands of times a day.
So basically, you're moving along, you might come to the end of a paragraph, a couple of words left, and you just keep on going. It just continuously flows.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a little bit of technique to it. Once you understand, the light bulb goes off, you realize that the highest area of pressure that you're applying is probably going to be your reading finger. If you're a reader, and there's so many different types of Braille readers, if you're reading with two hands and using your right hand to lead and your left hand to actually read, which a lot of people do, if you're applying more pressure with your right hand than you are the left hand, then it's going to advance automatically when your right hand reaches the end, if that makes sense. So The technique is to really identify what finger is applying the most pressure and making sure that one gets to the end of the line.
So does it actually monitor how someone reads Braille?
Yeah, it really does. There are 4 very specific reading behaviors. There's backwards reading, there's stop reading, there's what they call normal reading, and there's fast reading. And you can actually assign different behaviors to those, or I should say different, they call them assistant functions for different reading behaviors. It's really complex. Usually I go and I turn everything off except for the ability to automatically advance at the end of the line. You can do things like have it notify you when a format attribute has changed, for example. If you're like me, you turn on bold and you forget to turn it off, and all of a sudden you get these messages saying, hey, why were you yelling at me in that email message? it's a wonderful thing because you can set a subtle beep tone that goes on. It beeps when you come into the bold text, and it beeps again when you leave the bold text. And it's just enough of a cutie for you to know that you've done the formatting that you'd intended to do. So those are just a couple applications. Really what the ATC does is it looks at things like directionality, the amount of pressure, as I mentioned before, and duration, how long you hover over a particular letter and things like that. So since the Active Braille, getting back to this, so we've got the Modular Evolution so far, the Active Braille. The next one out of the chute was the Active Star, which was a QWERTY keyboard version of the Active Braille. But this one stepped it up a notch with the Music Braille application. The Active Braille also has Music Braille, but it's just this little cheesy tone generator that it comes with. And that's wonderful for this, learning intervals and things like that. And because you can actually type the musical notes and have it played back. But the Active Star included a 16-voice polyphonic synthesizer, so you could actually have real musical instrument sounds fire as you're dragging your finger across the Braille display reading the Braille music notes.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So now, not only do you have to, you're not only blind, but you're a Braille reader and you're also a musician, so how's that for carving out a niche? That's just one function of the Active Star. Really, if you're a Braille reader at all, these products are fantastic. The next one, because we recognized, again, I should say that Sigi recognized that not everybody can afford a 40-cell Braille display. And the Active Braille and the Active Star are both 40-cell Braille displays. By the way, with crazy amounts of batteries, I think the Active Braille has four AA batteries, and it'll last for about 30 hours per charge. And the Active Star has a lithium ion battery that'll last for about up to 40 hours per charge. It's nuts. And of course, they all pair with Apple iOS and Android and every other screen reader that you can think of. The Actilino, A-C-T-I-L-I-N-O, will be introduced at CSUN. Had you asked me a week ago, I couldn't have told you that a prototype would be prepared, but I'm talking to Sigi last Friday. He says, oh no, this is way better than a prototype. We're about ready to go with this one. Because it's been years in the works, and it's a 16-cell Braille display. We don't have a end-user price just yet, but we can pretty much assure you that it's going to be about a third the cost of the 40-cell Braille displays, the Active Braille and the Active Star. Now ATC technology will be kind of in the range of people who really want it, who have really wanted it but couldn't because it was just flat out cost prohibitive. Perhaps it's more in that zone that they can afford it. And with 16 cells, think about it, it actually makes more sense because with 16 cells, if you were reading a book from cover to cover and having to press buttons after every line, it'd be that much more pushing of buttons. So with Actilino, reading a book from cover to cover just means reading across 16 cells and having it automatically advance without the need to press any buttons.
So it has the active tactile control. What else does the Actilino have?
So the Actilino, and we're going to have two, as I understand it, hopefully one or two more at CSUN for people to look at. And what it is again, it's a 16-cell Braille display with very quiet keyboard. It is a full functioning note-taking device, so it's got some very basic note-taking functions, calculator, clock, that kind of thing. And of course, it also connects with all your favorite screen readers. But this has a different twist. It'll actually route your audio through the stereo speakers on the Actilino. And if you don't want them to go through the broadcast to the world around you, you can plug in headphones into the Actilino. So your computer, for example, could be in the next room and you could be using your Actilino on your lap. The Actilino, it's less than a pound, so it's going to be real attractive for people who want to be able to just throw it into a backpack, into a purse, and go, and have a fully functional note taker that connects with anything else you can think of.
So the attendees can come find the Actilino at the Triumph Technology booth.
We exhibit together as Triumph Handy Tech, Triumph Technology Handy Tech, and the booth number is 515. So Sigi is going to bring the Actilino with him, and we'll have literature there, both in Braille and print. We're really excited because we saw the prototype last year. I mean, it wasn't even a prototype, it was just a scale model of it and all the ideas around it. And it was
just a thought bubble.
Exactly. It was a concept, but now it's a reality. So.
Bro, at the last convention I was at, I was about four booths down from me, and I kept hearing this music coming from the down, four booths down, and it wasn't just music, it was an instrument, and I was thinking, what is that? And, it kept getting my attention, I kept cocking my head just a little bit like a dog in front of a Victrola, and so I made it my way down there, and here it was, the melodica.
The melodica. Actually, we just, for the first time last year at the National ACB Convention, decided to sell melodicas. Which, for those of you who aren't familiar with that, it's basically a keyboard that you blow into. And it can be a very expressive instrument. And the ones that we got were from Suzuki. It's a 3-octave instrument. In a past life, was a professional musician, so I get into this kind of stuff. But, so every once in a while, I would just pick it up and start playing, and that would draw people over. And then we bought a bunch of these things, and it took them a long time to deliver. I mean, they were made in Japan, and it took like 6 weeks for them to deliver it. After the first day of the convention, I said, oh my gosh, I'm going to have like 30 of these melodicas at the end of the week, aren't I? Because that's all we ordered, were 30. But we kept getting approached by people who heard me playing the melodica and decided that they wanted one there, and they're walking away, and you can just hear the wheels turning in their heads. Like, when I came to the convention, I didn't know I would walk away with a musical instrument. That's awesome.
It's always great to talk to Earl Harrison of Triumph Technology, and you can find him on the web at www.attriumph.com. That's attriumph.com. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you on the next cast.
When we share
what we see through
each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.